My Alien Brain, written by John Upchurch and read by Stephen Sanders. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. The first migraine hit me in middle school. While wrapping up some pre-algebra problems, a fuzzy white spot kept covering up the numbers. I would blink and rub my eyes and try to work around it, but the spot hovered there for most of the class. Being the well-reasoned adolescent that I was, I naturally assumed what seemed logical. I was about to die of a massive stroke. I obviously didn't die, but when the spot finally did go away, I wished it had stayed. Stomach-curling, fist-clenching, world-bending pain plopped down into my cranium and threw some sort of headache party. After an hour or so, I couldn't take it anymore. I told the skeptical school nurse that I thought I had a, quote, migration headache, which didn't ease her skepticism at all. Still, she let me go home. Just to complete the headache humiliation, I got sick right outside the school, so that all the classes on that side of the building could watch. Fell asleep as soon as I got home, and woke up with a throbbing head. Migraines don't like to go without a fight. They kick and scream into the good night. My own head revolted against me for several years after that. If I didn't get enough sleep or I got hit with too much stress, the spot would make a comeback. I did learn to lessen the pain sometimes by closing my eyes as soon as the fuzz sprang into view, but that didn't always work. Truthfully, the migraines were the least of my problems. My unreconciled brain, the one that had no understanding of Christ, had revolted from God. And instead of fuzzy spots as warning signs, they were evil deeds, as Paul calls them. I played on others' emotions to get my way, used girlfriends as my personal trophy case, spent hours and hours on the kinds of websites that wouldn't make it through a work internet filter, and generally wasted my gifts. The pain that resulted from those spots wasn't just inwardly focused. It left quite the burning trail in its wake. My alien brain knew nothing else then. It wanted nothing better. It was pretty much dead. That's exactly the reason Christ's restoring death still astounds me. This gray matter, so unresponsive to anything spiritual, came to my life with God's preceding grace. He kept hitting me and kept hitting me until I finally gave up, followed his son, and stopped being an alien. Intersecting faith and life. Before Christ, nothing works the way it should. Like the migraines that plagued me, our brains revolt against the Creator, and pain inevitably comes. Take some time to look back at who you were before Jesus pumped life into your body. Not to turn around or go back, but to be continually blown away by how much He changed you. For further reading, check out Ephesians chapter 2.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.